Numbers I've got by the dozen, everyone's uncle and cousin, but I can't live without buzzing. Pennsylvania 65,000, I've got a sweetie I know there, someone who sets me aglow there, gives me the sweetest hello there. Pennsylvania 65,000, we don't say how are you, and very seldom ask what's new. Instead we start and end each call with baby confidentially I love you. Maybe it sounds a bit funny when I'm away from my honey. Here's what I do with my money. Pennsylvania 65,000, hello operator, hello, gives me the greatest pleasure to call. Pennsylvania 65,000, da 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 da. Hello operator, hello, please don't keep me waiting to call. Pennsylvania 65,000. Numbers I've got by the dozen, everyone's uncle and cousin, but I can't live without buzzing. Pennsylvania 65,000. I got a sweetie I know there, someone who sets me aglow there, gives me the sweetest hello there. Pennsylvania 65,000. We seldom ever ask what's new. Instead, we start each call and then we end each call with baby confidentially, I love you. Maybe it sounds a bit funny when I am away from my honey. Here's what I do with my money. Pennsylvania 65,000. Ring, 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 ring my number. Ring, 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 ring my number. Ring, 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 ring my number. Pennsylvania 65,000.
Are you sitting home watching TV? Lonely?
Please, baby, I need you to call.
Relax, sit back, and get ready to start dialing for love.
charge for the call is just $25.
Boston, 1876. The laboratory of Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the telephone, stands next to his assistant, Thomas Watson.
Well, Watson, This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Oh, yes. Mr. Bell, I've been thinking. That thing sticking out of the telephone. The telegraph key?
The telegraph key, yes.
Can't we dispense with that? It's just left over from the previous technology.
All right, we'll just disconnect it. There, now. You go into the other room and pick up your instrument. I'll pick up this one, and I'll see if I can reach out and touch someone.
What?
Through the telephone, I mean. Go on, sprint in there, and I'll MCI.
Huh?
I'll make this call immediately.
Oh, fine.
Good luck, Mr. Bell.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Come here, Watson. I need you.
What number are you calling?
What? Is that you, Watson?
This is the operator. May I help you?
I'm trying to reach Mr. Watson.
Are you spelling that with a W?
Who is this?
This is the operator.
The operator of what? What are you operating?
Do you have a first name or initial?
Look, I don't know who you are, but I'm trying to invent something here for all mankind.
All mankind is an all-digit number. 1-800.
I must be imagining things. I've been putting in too much overtime.
Please deposit 15 cents for overtime.
48 hours without sleep. I'll try again. Watson, come here.
The number you have dialed...
Dialed?
...is outside your dialing area. Please be sure you have the correct number. And that you are dialing correctly.
Watson, come here. I really need you. Watson, I've been trying to call you.
I've been trying to call you, too, but your line was busy.
Take your time. License and registration, please. Ma'am. Ma'am.
Sorry, officer. I'll be right with you. I'm just on the phone with my sister in Long Island. Hold on.
She's on the phone. Yeah, listen.
Car phone, he's gonna smash into a wall. comes calling 10. Then get my decorator on the line. I want to see the curtains for my den. A cop is pulling me over now. He'll probably hold a grudge as soon as he gets that phone call from my father-in-law, the judge. Ta-ta.
Sorry, love. The alimony paid will be late this month. I need new Ray-Bans. Phantom of the Opera? Of course I've seen it. Don't be gauche. Domino's Pizza? Can you deliver? I'm on the eastbound 10.
Drivers on the phone. Drivers on the phone. I'd like to pick a bone with drivers on the phone. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Menace on the road. There's a loser on the phone. His mouth is running like a drone. Pick milk up on the way. Get Timmy to his play. My safety could depend on gabbing with your friends, driving on the phone. Yeah. This girl is talking to her man. They're making dinner plans. She ran into a van and hit a homeless man. If you just hang up and drive, we might get home alive. Morons on the road. Yeah. Drivers on the phone.
Pennsylvania, 6, 5,000.
That's right, folks. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to another Bit Slap. I'm your host, KBC, and sometimes these shows take place out of real life. I've been looking for a new phone this week. My other one died recently. It's weird. We had a whole bunch of rain and water and snow. We had like 3 feet of snow on the ground a week ago. And now there's nothing, almost nothing. Yeah, it's about 6 inches. Weird. Anyway, tonight we deal with the phone because that's what we're dealing with tonight, okay? So we started with the Andrews Sisters. What is it, guys? Correct. And that was the phone number of the Hotel Pennsylvania. Way back in, I don't know, 20s, teens even? But they still have that same phone number, it turns out. 736-5000. Pennsylvania Hotel is located at 7th Avenue and 33rd Street, right around the corner from Madison Square Garden. Check them out. Tell them KBC said hey. Love on the Telephone was the Jesse Strange Band from Fort Lauderdale in 1992. Tommy Two Tone, of course, after that. A number of people are still calling. Janie, 867-5309. Bell's first phone call. From Stan Freeberg and the gang, including here Donovan. I can recognize Donovan, and I believe June Foray was in there too. June Foray, we only lost her a little while ago. George Husak, after that, Call Me on the Telephone. Baby, Hang Up the Phone was Lloyd Parks. Me and My Lonely Telephone was Titus Turner. I swear to God, I wouldn't lie to you about that. And then George Nardo. We got into our cell phone set. Get Off the Phone and Drive from George Nardo. There's another song by that name. There's all kinds of bad names for cell phone songs. But we also heard Car Phone, just to remind us that at one time, a car phone was actually a pretty big deal. Believe it or not, yes. And then Bob Rivers and his Twisted Tune Makers, Drivers on the Phone. I don't usually talk on the phone when I drive, because mostly I just don't usually talk on the phone. I hate that thing. It follows me around. But it can help me find things. So I guess we got to put up with it. But anyway, phones, of course, are no longer just phones. They're cameras. They're diaries. They're whatever the hell you want them to be. So figured I'd better get a tribute in now while they're still not mad at me. All right, so let's get back to work here. I got a few more for you. I hear my phone ringing. It's ringing around the bend, and I ain't seen. I'll be back.
Information.
Operator, get me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K, as in knife. A, as in aardvark. P as in pneumonia, L as in luscious, A as in aardvark again, N as in newel post, Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment, I will look that number up for you.
Right, thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and I thought
that number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil
yes.
and write the number
yes.
down?
I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
Hello,
Fairfax
hello,
9.
Operator, hello.
Information,
hello?
Information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
yeah,
you.
Miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there. And I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see that... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because... I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows, sir.
Oh, come on, come on.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. Oh, I'm information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
I explained to her, information doesn't charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already
gone through. When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl and...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine. All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down to.
And
well, you stole it. I put it in the telephone,
I mean,
and you took it away.
You know.
Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
Well,
I know. That's exactly
Bell Telephone
my
gets
point.
Millions of dimes every day. They wouldn't pick out your dime to steal.
They stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, not miss, look,
I mean, if you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime...
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
Then I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew
right.
it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. I mean, if you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. As I explained to her, I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
Thank you. Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post.
Yeah. One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, Miss Jones.
For you.
Yes.
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you hear the dial tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
dial
sir.
Dial as I ordinarily
would. You have a free
would.
Call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
Gwendolyn, my dear, bring me my ink.
You're not going to write dirty letters again tonight, sir.
Don't you worry, you pretty little... You just bring me the... ink.
Oh, I did, sir. I put it on the table. next to your French postcards.
Well, I'll be dipped in...
Why is that, sir?
Why, I drank it, that's why. Well, no matter, bring me the telephone book.
You're not going to make obscene phone calls again tonight, sir.
It's a pig's pork.
As far as I know, sir.
Of course, my little... Yeah, you bring me the phone book while I'm still in the mood. I'm not a light switch, you know.
Here you are, my lord.
Ah, yeah, wonderful. Here we go. Oh, here's a good one. Melanie...
No, sir. I believe that's Tate, sir.
What the f*** is the difference?
Shall I dial it for you, sir?
Was Geronimo an Indian?
As far as I know, sir.
As far as I know, sir, you're a pain in the...
Thank you, sir.
I hope she... This one I'm calling.
Hello?
How do you do? How's your...
I beg your pardon.
Is this Melanie...
That's Tate.
That's tough. You're too old for me.
Too old, sir?
It sounded like a wrinkled old walrus.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, by George, here's one here. Peggy.
I believe that's Percy, sir.
Who gives a good... Give her a call and we'll have a ball.
Hello?
Is this Peggy...
No, you must have the wrong number. This is Peggy Percy.
Well, now, don't run off, my dear. How would you like it if I came over?
Oh, and... I'd love it. I just simply love it. Oh, but hurry while I'm still in the mood. I'm not a light switch, you know.
Something wrong, sir?
What the f*** is the world coming to? She was a pervert!
My apartment on a Monday at 1, singing to Lolly Lolly Shaky Bum Shaky Bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing to Lolly Lolly Shaky Do Shaky Do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, hey baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came a knocking at my door, singing, hey baby, I'm your telephone man. Just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the buzz, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because, hey baby, I'm your telephone man.
Can you believe that? And then he says,
no, when other fellas call you, tell them how it all began.
Well, can you imagine? My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plan. Then my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get in any way you can, right? So... bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bedroom and you hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when you told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling a singing, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, hey lolly lolly, just doing my thing. I've never done anything like this before.
It's the phone, get the phone, there's a phone call. Fish it out, press the talk button right now. Anytime, anywhere, there's a phone call. We will answer and start talking real loud. In their roads to joy in Jesus. Do you think they once first saw their pieces in our wireless devices all across the planet? Blah, 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 blah. The strains of music all around. Short little beeps cut through the din. I've come to love that Motorola sound. Not harpsichord or violin. I know Ludwig would be so proud that Fuhr Elise could beep so loud. Rossini too, Brahms and Bach, and Mozart and Rachmaninoff. Enough, enough. Hold the fries, keep your eyes on the road. Somehow pretty awkward to talk on the phone right now. To the whims of the cell tower gods I bow, and I hope the local laws allow. It's so crowded, you're so loud, it's some deaf guy you're talking to. All of us on this Hertz bus attempt to turn our backs to you. You're impinging, see us cringing, dirty looks aimed at your head. Not proud of it, but I admit, I wish your battery was dead. Thank you.
Welcome to the phone-in. Today we have on our panel our resident psychiatrist, a psychiatrist who isn't resident but is staying with the other one because he can't bear to go home, and a psychiatrist who has lived with the first one but who, when the second one arrived, felt alienated and since has undergone a total personality change. Our subject tonight is farming, and our first caller is from Reading.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to phone-in. What's your question to the panel?
You're through now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, this is phone-in. What is your question?
Is Vic there?
Is Vic there? Is Vic there, Dr. Rogers?
Well, the problem here is a simple one. The caller wants to know if Vic is there. And in this case, Vic, as far as I can tell...
Can I chip in here, Alan?
Yes, of course.
I agree with what Rogers was going to say. As far as we can tell, Vic isn't here. The only thing she can do is to keep calling, and if Vic comes in, we'll let her know.
Does that answer your question?
Hello?
Hello?
Vic?
Yeah?
Good evening, sir. Welcome to phone in. What's your question?
It's Norman.
Hello, Norman. Welcome to the show. What's your question on farming?
Has he been round again?
Has he been round again? Professor Rogers.
Well, I...
Oh, no.
Professor Dibbs?
But he's been phoning me up.
I think we've proved that Vic isn't here.
Bloody kill him.
And therefore, he couldn't have come round again. It's a fairly simple case of non-presence.
Thank you, Norman. I hope that answers your question.
I'll go round there and kill him. Is he down a pub?
I'm sorry, Norman. Only one question per caller. And now we move on to our next caller, please, on farming.
Hello. My name is Mummy Badger.
Get on with the question.
Yes, I farm over 4,000 acres, and I'd like to know the panel's attitude to the viability of cereal production in the EEC.
I'm sorry, we only want questions about farming. Next caller, please.
Hello,
it's Mr. Gannett from Dorchester, isn't it?
No, he's dead.
Oh, dear.
But he left me his question in his will.
Oh, dear. Well, how sad, but let's hear the question.
Unfortunately, one of the conditions of the will is that I myself should not reveal the question.
Oh, dear. Well, can someone else reveal it?
Yes, he left provision.
I'm sorry, we're running out of time.
Yes, he left provision in the will that his wife should be able to reveal the question in certain circumstances.
Is she there?
Yes.
Well, perhaps she could read the question on farming, please.
Well, she's here, but she's not very well.
Well, is she well enough to read the question?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, is there anyone there who can read the late Mr. Gannett's question?
Only if the executors of the will were to agree on a revocation of the clause by applying for a codicil.
Well, I'm afraid we must leave that question there.
It could be rushed through in about 2 months.
Well, I'm afraid, I'm sorry, that's all we've got time for.
and calling me. How elusive it can be, in the night or in the dawn. Close at hand and then it's gone. I can see you through a haze, calling me with maddening gaze. When I reach to grasp you there, you have disappeared in air. Then as I turn away, I hear your laugh again. On the telephone, I can hear you, and it seems my own that I'm near you. You're as haunting as can be. You are ever haunting me. Even in my dreams, you are calling with a voice to see. So I'm calling, and I love what you adore. My lady of the
Information? What about? Oh, his name is John Jackson, 1500 West 86th Street. What's that? H.O.J. Harlan. Who's that? Oh, that's probably the man he works for. Hello? Hello? Who's this? Oh, Central. Got back to you, have we? Well, say, Central, I want to talk with Mr. H.O.J. Harlan. Hello? Is this Mr. Harlan? Oh, this is you, is it, John? Hello, John. Say, this is me, Dad. Say, John, where was you last night? Didn't see nothing of you around the depot. Today? No, I come yesterday. Didn't you get the letter? I looked everywhere for you when I got off the cars, but there was an awful crowd around the depot. I guess there's something going on in New York last night. Eh? Oh, I didn't get here till way long in the middle of the night, about 9:30. Oh, I'm here at the hotel. The hotel. H-O-T-E-L-L. Which one? What is the two? Well, this is the one right across the road from the depot. The name of it? I don't know. Wait a minute. Hold the line. Say, Captain, what's the name of this hotel? The Belmont. Hello, John. Say, this hotel is the Belmont. And say, John, it's a pretty fancy place, isn't it? I guess they give me the spare room. What's that? Baggage? Oh, I just got the little green trunk. Check? No, sirree. I've got it right with me. And say, John, I come putting near losing it. There was a little military fella there with a red cap on that grabbed it as soon as I got off the car and started off with it. But I took after him. I catched him and gave him a good talking to. Yes, sir. And say, John, I brought you down a rooster. A rooster. Yeah, full blood, Plymouth Rock rooster. Huh? Oh, I've got him up in my room. Yeah. They weren't going to let me bring him in first. And say, John, you bring down a little corn in your pocket when you come. They ain't got none here at the hotel. He had up all I brought with me. Ah, he's a beauty, he say. You ought to hear him crow about 5:30 this morning. Woke up all the folks in the hotel, I guess, to the sound. What's that? Oh, you'll be right down in your fort. All right. How's Millie and the baby? That's good. You tell Millie I've got a mince pie for her in my trunk. Mother? Oh, she's all right. I left her smart to whip, making mincemeat and blackberry jam and pickles. All right, we'll be out on the piazza waiting for you, me and the rooster. Goodbye.
Hey, that's a telephone booth. I know, because that word up there is telephone.
Number, please.
I said, hey, operator, please give us a hand. You gotta help us out, because we're the telephone band. Calling all people that are sitting at home. Put some rocking and rolling on the telephone. Yeah, yeah.
Please give us a chance. The people are waiting, so please dial us this dance. They want to hear our music, yeah, they want us to sing. So operator, please make their telephone ring. Yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
Rock, 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 rock. The telephone rock.
Said, hey, everybody all across the land, we're here to entertain you with the telephone band. So take off your shoes, start shaking your feet, and dance like crazy to our telephone beat. Yeah, yeah.
Ha, made you look. All right. Well, we are back. I just got off the phone. Imagine that. We started out with a real classic, honest to God classic, The Telephone Call from Mike Nichols and Elaine May. There's a lot of those type of things recorded back in the 20s when apparently it really was a pain in the ass to get a phone call out. We take a lot of things for granted now. After that, Jim Backus, of course you remember him, that was The Dirty Old Man, probably his most famous thing. I can't think of any other things he's done other than Caveman, but okay. But that's always been a favorite of mine, mostly because of the little beep noises. Those are in the record. Yeah, that wasn't a Dr. Demento invention, but he later went on to use them as his own blip things. He has a lot of blip things because he has a lot of blips. Mary Wilson, after that. Mary Wilson Edgman, actually. She died at the age of 53 in a car crash in an ice storm in Georgia, of all places. But that was her biggest hit from 1977. The Telephone Man, It's the Phone, was Cheryl Wheeler. Cheryl, one of the four bitchin' babes. She's from Rhode Island. She's one of the funniest women I've heard in a long time. And that includes you too, Christine. You know who I'm talking about. Scott Puffer, after that, from 1979, Death by Phone. And who knew about that back in 1979? I have questions. Monty Python, The Phone In, from, I forget which album that was from. I breezed past it. My Lady at the Telephone was Sam Ash. And his mixed quintet. I don't think it's the same Sam Ash that later went on to start Music Stores, but I could be wrong. This is the wonderful thing about our world, is I'm very often wrong. The Old Country Fiddler on the Telephone is one of those things I was talking about before. Charles Ross Taggart, from Topsom, Vermont, by the way, New Englander. The Telephone Rock was Sesame Street. Tried to find out who wrote it and couldn't, so I'm not sure why I'm even mentioning it. And then we heard from Isaac Green and the Scalers. Of course, Beechwood 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. I had a number of choices for that one for you today. I picked that one. Then the American Comedy Network. Breaking up is hard on you. Back in the days when they were worried about AT&T or Bell being a monopoly. And look what we got now. Anyway, I'll see you next week. I got three more for you, and then we'll be on our way, and I will be back next week with some sort of surprise.
Well, there once was a feller named Willard McLean, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on the pay telephone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, it's just Margaret. You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you. Well, it's upset the lady and gave her the blues. So she called up the police, said, what shall I do? Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone. It's me again, Margaret. Hello, it's just Margaret. I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked? Well, they called up Ma Bell, traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad, with their field glasses red, the lips of that amorous man, as he said, it's me again, Margaret. Hello, it's this Margaret. I know it's you, Margaret. Wanna hear me bark like Red 10-10?
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown. And they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came round. He wet his chapped lips, cleared his young throat. And then he dialed the telephone, softly he spoke.
Me and Margaret.
They got me, Margaret. You ain't gonna miss it, Margaret. I know that. But I'll miss you. And when I get up, Margaret, I'm gonna come over here with a weed eater and a live chicken and some Cool Whip. We'll have a big old time, Barbie.
Why, yes, ma'am. You can push Bond right over here.
Mr. McBain, please.
That'll be $350.
But it is true. They're not wrong.
Oh, no.
Not
know that I never thought it would come to this.
You tell me it's over and done.
I really thought that I loved you, and you know that.
You say that you've had all your fun.
And you just got to believe me. I never meant to hurt you.
But I can't believe.
This is the hardest thing that I've ever had to do. And it hurts me.
As soon as I hang up the phone.
Yeah, I'll be gone.
As soon as I hang up the phone.
Goodbye, Loretta.
Please hang up and try your call again. If you need assistance, dial your operator. Please hang up now.